Yo, what's up? Yo, what's good? Maybe. Maybe. Just maybe I'll get it right this time. This is the AJ Havecast, episode 11. Yes. And I was laughing earlier because my neighbor, one of my neighbors, who was very smashable. Oh, like, yeah, she has a little dog. The dog is about the size of like my boot, my very butt. The dog be barking, and the people that live directly next to said girl. That girl, I love when I say that. Yo, they be mad to the point where they be mad to the point where, like, actually, after I dropped the episode the other night, now, man, you can hear like the girl, the other girl that lived next door, like she knocking on the door. Like, now being like, yo, and I don't choose violence, but I was damn sure listening for it. I was like, yo, me personally, the dog don't bother me. Now, man, I live like two doors down. Now, man, and the girl pays for, like, it's in her lease. Now, man, for her to have a small pet. I mean, what you gonna do? I mean, she's probably out getting her booty wet somewhere. I mean, or she could have just been at work. I mean, like, what are you gonna do? Like, what are you gonna do? I mean, like, yeah, that shit was fucking funny though. Like, I mean, I had my fucking on. I had my slippers on and everything. I was waiting to see if the chick was gonna open the goddamn door. I mean, I got stories for y'all, man. I got stories for y'all, man. I mean, like, yeah, I got things that I feel that I'm gonna talk about the way I feel about it, right? Yeah. I mean, and the funny shit is that I went to go get like a, cause you know the whole thing. I ate something and like it fucked me up. I mean, like I had an allergic reaction. And they gave me a couple more things of medicine. They gave me a little bit more medicine, and I was like, "Yo, can you give me something for my throat?" Like, wow, my throat is so hoarse. And it's like, yo, just take a pause. Like, whatever. And like, just take a halls. I mean, just take a halls. And I'm so what? Y'all just deal with hard drugs. Y'all just give out hard drugs, don't y'all? I mean, and the lady started laughing. Like, yeah. I'm in good spirits. This weekend, I hope your Saturday was okay. I mean, right before I was about to drop this podcast, I was on Magic the Gathering, beating on motherfuckers. See me. Rise and shine. Magic the Gathering, the arena. I mean, and for that, I'm gonna take a shot. Rise and shine. Magic the Gathering, the arena. Yeah. Shorty with the little dog is bad as fuck. She looked good as hell. I mean, but I don't know, like, what her crib would be like if you're leaving your dog home alone after all the fucking hours, and you just come home to like turds and puddles. I don't know, like, I hate to think about it. I hate to fucking think about it. I mean, but shorty is bad. I mean, yo, it was a couple. I'm not gonna get into that. No, I'm not gonna get into that. It's none of your business. I mean, like, no, see, like, yo, this is what it's, this is what life is. It's like some things are meant to be spoken on, and some things are meant to be not spoken on. I mean, like, yeah, I keep a secret like a motherfucker. I mean, yo, OG years ago said the best way to beat a murder charge is to just keep your mouth shut. Yeah. Don't say shit. I mean, yeah. Because eventually, somewhere, they're gonna fuck up the investigation. Don't give them anything. I mean, like, because you don't have to prove that you didn't do it. You don't have to prove that you didn't do it. They have to prove that you did do it. I mean, so yeah, that type of mentality has stuck with me for a very long time. Just keep your mouth shut. Yeah. I've been like, yeah. This is the AJ Habcast. This is not like the original one that I drop on Sundays, which I think it is Sunday right now. So you'll be getting a twofer. I guess I gotta put in some work a little bit later. But yeah. Let's get into the stories. Or the news. Whatever the fuck you wanna call it. I mean, yeah. Like, yo, the Fukushima Daiichi accident. Yo, because they're talking about dumping that, they're talking about dumping all of that radioactive waste into the water. And this is why, this is exactly why nuclear energy will is not it's not an option for us. Not right now. I can't say it won't be an option for us in the future, but we just don't know what the fuck we're doing. I mean, we just don't know because you can run a reactor for 10 years, 20 years. I mean, and then one thing goes wrong. I mean, and the whole area is inhabitable for like thousands of years. I'm not even exaggerating. For like thousands of years, any vegetation, anything that comes from there, you get Chernobyl. There was a show on Hulu. There was a short show on Hulu that showed about like when Chernobyl had the meltdown. And there was like one guy that touched a piece of like a fragment of the shit, and immediately between gloves and everything, his skin started fucking burning and boiling and everything. Like this is a sign that we don't know how to handle nuclear like energy. Not yet. No, I mean, not yet. We still need to give it some time. and they're talking about dumping this shit in the fucking water. I mean, when you get the Simpsons fish with the three eyes. Nah, because they said it's gonna go to Russia, Hawaii, or then it's gonna hit the West Coast because radiation in the water, it carries currents. I mean, like it's currents. I mean, in the water. So basically, I mean, yo, if I was fucking like Joe Biden, like I can't make that call. But if I was Joe Biden, I would say, if you dump any of that shit, you'll find a better way. Basically, I would be respectful, but I would tell them, you find a better fucking way to get rid of that waste because that was your shit. I mean, hey, yo, actually, an earthquake hit and it got hit with a tsunami and it fucked up. I mean, which is really not like they fought. But you're talking about dumping this shit in the water where it's gonna reach like other countries and other shit, like and touch all the wildlife. Like, no, that yo, I swear I would consider that an act of war. Like, yeah. I would immediately. I mean, and other countries who would be affected by that fallout would agree with me. I mean, they would agree with me if I was the president. I mean, no, the fuck you won't. You're gonna dump it all in the water. Fuck out of here. Got me mad and they ain't even do it yet. Got mad and I ain't even do it yet, yo. I swear to God, yo. I'm gonna catch that girl with that little ass fucking dog and I'm gonna tell her one time, like, yo, just knock on apartment 4D. I'll be waiting for you. I mean, don't bring the dog. I mean, but yo, we are gonna have a very long talk. She bad, bro. Like, she bad. I mean, yo, I've been sitting here. I've been here all day. Yo, my TV ain't been on all day. It's just been on like clock. It's just been on clock. I ain't watching no TV all day. Man, I ain't watching no porn. I ain't watching no, well, no. I'm not watching, yo, first off, I don't watch porn. Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I'm not. No, because if it's strange. I mean, if you watch, first of all, you're not gonna find any porn on my laptop. I mean, like, yo, first off, and I live next to like women, so what you gonna watch porn on mute? I mean, or you gonna play the shit in HD, like extra loud, and every time you look out your door, every time you walk. Door, they gonna be like, yo, that's that freaky ass perv neighbor. Like, that'll be like, no, I'm not. I refuse to go out like that. You know what I mean? I refuse to go out like that. You know what I mean? Like, so I keep the porn to a minimum. You know what I mean? Like, yo, oh God. You know what I mean? Like, I got stories, baby. I got stories. Let's see what we got here. You know what I mean? And I sound like Tone Loc. Don't give a fuck. Yo, I was like, yo, y'all only sell hard drugs, don't y'all? But no, they was like, oh, just give it time. Yeah, that's like just give it time. Yeah. So I did the Fukushima. Delete that. I mean, yeah, baby. What's next? Oh God. Fryer. Fryer. indicted for alleged rape of student at Franciscan University of Steubenville. Where the fuck is that? A Catholic priest. There we go. That's the end of the story right there. Hey, good show, y'all. Nah, man, like, yo, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow night. No, a Catholic priest who formerly worked at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, faces charges of rape and sexual battery for his conduct between 2010 and 2013 with a vulnerable adult. An adult, not even a child. Yo, you know what I would do when I'm arresting these people? When I'm arresting these people, hey, watch your hair against the cop car and bang his head against the cop car. Why are you resisting? Pull out my nice stick, hit him a couple times. Boom. Between the legs. Boom. Stop resisting. Then you get them with the they're crying. What are you crying? Oh, you're crying now. Okay. Got some pepper spray that you can just wipe it off with your eyes. You know what I mean? And yeah, you fucking pervs. You just fucking manipulating people. Nah, man, like, that shit is just like, I don't know. It don't sit right with me. It don't sit right with me. I mean, and there was another story about a high about a principal that was molesting the kids. I mean, like, and what we should be doing as parents, what we should be doing as parents is you let your children know that because he nine kids. I mean, they say nine, but they like, yo, it could be more than nine. But as parents, we should be, as community, as family, what we should be letting these kids know is that if anybody does anything to you of that certain type of nature, you let somebody know immediately. Like, yeah, it's not your fault. Nah, man, it's not your fault. Like, yeah, you didn't do it. Nah, I mean, like, it's not something that you did wrong. There will be no consequences. Nah, I mean, like, so we can stop one from turning into nine. We can stop one from turning into 20. Or we can stop fucking 20 from just being turning into fucking zero. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, yo, we have to, like, let our children know that. And they were boys, too. I mean, like, we have to let our boys between, the story that I'm recalling is boys between the age of, like, nine and, like, yeah, they're old enough to know that, like, that shit is wrong. So, yeah. So we have to, like, get that, put that in their heads that, like, anything like that happens, it's not your fault. I mean, like, yo, it's just fucking wrong. I mean, and alert someone immediately. I mean, like, immediately to keep it from happening from someone else. Yes. For that, I will take a chance. Salute. No, like, just hit his head up against the door of the police car. I mean, what are you doing? Why are you shaking like that? You want me to tase you? Tase him a couple times. Man, he looks like he's crying. Man, why are you crying like that? I got some pepper spray for your eyes. I mean, like, yeah, a little bit. I mean, then I get my, and if this is why I cannot be in law enforcement. That's why I cannot be in law enforcement. Then I get my buddies, and this my CO buddies in the jail, and let them know that he's a goddamn perv. Know what I mean? So every time when it's lights out, it's time to go to motherfucking sleep. They're gonna bang his motherfucking door, so he can't sleep for like three, four fucking months. You know what I mean? Like they're just gonna fucking bang, like or just keep moving him into cells with people who are kicking heroin, where they're just throwing up and shitting at the same time every 2 or 3 hours, like until it's time for him to go to court and face his fucking crimes. That's why I cannot be in law enforcement. I'm stabler, motherfucker. I mean, I'm fucking stabler. Let's get away from this goddamn dark ass story. Yo. Oh my god, yo. Like, yo, oh my god. I would grab a motherfucker like friar. This was a friar. This was like a friar? It's like a priest. I mean, I would pull this robe over his head and beat him half to death. I mean, because if you don't care about religion and doing good about things, like, then why should I respect what you're supposed to hold so highly? You know what I mean? And I will motherfucking violate you. You know what I mean? Yes. It's not natural. Next story. Fun times. That's the friar one. I want to get rid of this one. So yeah, I am having a good. Yo, the show's late. I'm so sorry the show's late. I mean, like, but I mean, it's just late. What you gonna do? Yo, this shit made me mad. Florida couple kept emaciated children locked up, starved them for months in disturbing and horrific abuse case. That's like what? Like children in the attic, flowers in the attic. I think that was the movie. I mean, like, yeah, that was the motherfucking movie. I mean, like, yeah, like when they had them all trapped up there. I mean, but yo, I swear, promise you, like, yo, a couple was arrested after allegedly imprisoning and starving three teenagers over the course of months, while the rest of the family apparently had ample food and space to share. Why? Why would you be so cruel? It's the cruelty in this fucking world smack the shit out of motherfuckers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, there was a chain lock on the door to the bedroom shared by three victims. St. Lucie County Sheriff's Officer, Chief Deputy, well, damn, that's a long ass title. I mean, Barry Hester said during a Tuesday press conference, the three teenager victims, wait, well, yo, they teenage, yo, fuck that. I'm like, yo, if I'm of a certain age, and it's three of us, we're gonna break out. I'm gonna whoop your fucking ass. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to the cops or child protection or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, before you get me to the point where I get too weak to fend for myself, you know what I mean? Like, and no, it's not the kid's fault. You cannot sit here and say that it's all on the kids because they're teenagers. No. I mean, no, I'm not trying to imply that at all. But at the end of the day, yo, I would have fucking whooped they fucking ass back there. It's three of us. It's only two of them. I mean, like, yo, we gonna whoop they fucking ass. I mean, that's what the fuck we gonna do. I mean, Jersey, baby. That's how we gonna do Jersey. We won't stand down. Yo, Oscar Torres and his wife, Brittany Kirschenhofer. Jesus Christ. What the fuck type of name is that? Kirschenhofer. Authorities say there were a total of five children living in a house. The three teenagers have been identified as the Torres's biological children, that's the guy, and are said to be 16-year-old twins and a 17-year-old. What? At 16 and 17, I would have whooped, they, yo, we would have, oh my God. It would have just been some street gangland justice. You know what I mean? Gangland justice, baby. You know what I mean? Like, nah, we getting up out of here. You know what I mean? We not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, okay. The other two children, 6 years old and 9 years old, are Kirschenhofer's, I guess that's the girl, biological children, and were apparently treated much, much differently than the other three children. Oh, fuck that. You know what I mean? So when I break out, I'm gonna fuck up. Fucking mommy, yeah. I'm gonna fuck up daddy and kids that's at like 6 years old and 9 years old. I mean, you know what they're doing to us is dead fucking wrong. So they're getting a fucking chop to the throat too. Everybody is getting something. This is the Oprah Winfrey show and everybody gets something. Look up under your chair. Yeah, I'm kicking all you motherfuckers. I mean, like, yeah. Because at 6 years old, you know when shit is wrong. At 9 years old, you know when shit is fucking wrong. You just like be too scared to rock the boat. I mean, fuck that. I mean, like, oh, they got me mad for them and the shit never happened to me. You know what I mean? Like, one of the teenagers was discovered eating out of a trash can at one point, according to the police report. Which allegedly resulted in their being starved for 4 days as punishment by the couple. That's how you punish your children, you fucking animals. I swear to God, I wish those kids would have broke out. What is that movie, Flowers in the Attic? I really think it was Flowers in the Attic. Like it was some Lifetime shit or some bullshit. I mean, like, I don't know. It's a fucked up story, man. I mean, like, yeah, let's get this shit off my fucking computer. Next up. What to say when someone is gaslighting you? And this is me all day because I will gaslight the fuck out of somebody. I like it. You know what I mean? I like it and I'm a horrible person. You know what I mean? So what gaslighting is like when you know you're clearly doing something wrong, but you're like acting oblivious and like you're like oh, so like damn, why are you acting like what did I do? Did I do something? Why are you treating me? Like I did something wrong. Like you're treating me like you don't like me anymore. Like you know, I don't like you're treating me like you don't want me anymore. And like I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't appreciate the way that you're acting right now. I mean, because like yeah, I've done nothing but care for you. I've done nothing. nothing. I cared for you, baby. When your puppy died, who held you? Yes. The term gaslighting, as in psychological manipulation, not the 19th century profession, has been thrown around a lot over the past decade or so. And while it can be both overused and misused, the awareness of the concept in general has been helpful for many people who experience this type of behavior, baby. I just want to help you. You keep pushing me away. Why do you keep pushing me away? I love you more than anything else in this world. And all I want to do is see you be great. And you're hurting me. You're fucking hurting. You're breaking my heart right now. All I want to do is just see you do good. I mean, you need to calm down. Yeah, just calm down, baby. I am not the enemy. You're treating me like I'm the enemy. But I'm not. I'm here in your corner to help you because I love you. I could do that shit all fucking day, but I won't. That's devil. That's some devil shit, bro. That's some devilish shit, yo. Hold on, let me face my mic. Yeah, that's some devilish shit. How do you know? There are plenty of articles out there. Yeah, how to know if you are being gaslit? No, I probably won't tell you how. I'm not gonna tell you. I don't know if you're being fucking gaslit because I'm the one that's doing the shit in the first place and I don't want you to figure that shit out. Fuck that. No, if that, I'm gonna take a shot. Why do you want to know if I'm gaslighting you? Why would you think I would do something like that to you? That hurts me. That hurts. That hurts my feelings. I have feelings too. You can't sit here and deny that I don't care about you enough to let you to understand how you feel about things. Why are you doing this to me? Salute. I took a long sip, baby, only because I have to figure out how to make you more happy because I'm making you so sad and it hurts me. It really does hurt my feelings. Why would you think that I would want to do anything to you to hurt your feelings, baby? I love you. Yes. I could fucking do that shit all day. That shit is fucking all the gaslighting. Please don't let me get off of this podcast, off of this fucking half cast, and be and get on here and start gaslighting people because that's what I social experiments. Social experiments. That shit funny. But to say when somebody is gaslighting you, you don't know when some if somebody is good, if you're a part of me, if you're good like me, if you're complete oh my God, You have to be like a borderline sociopath because, like, yo, when you gaslight somebody, like, yeah, like, it's gaslights, then there's breadcrumbs. It's a lot of different shit. For another episode, I'll get into that shit. I mean, but gaslighting is fucking like, is like, yeah, it's exactly. And yo, it's psychological, but it's exactly what it means. It's like, I'm gonna take this match, which is a situation, I'm gonna take this match. This match is a situation. And I'm gonna light this shit up. And I'm gonna set it off on you. Like, now I mean, like. It's not funny. Like, it's not funny, and it's like it's abusive. It's abusive behavior. I mean, but god damn. Like, this is a horrible person that I am. I mean, but yeah. When I said, yo, the minute I seen an article about gaslighting, my eyes lit up and I hit bookmark, I hit favorites. Like, yeah, that's gonna be part of the show. I mean, like, oh God. All right. Let's be adults. I don't have COVID. Coughing because my throat is still a little bit hoarse. It's getting better. If you can hear, it's getting better. I mean, yeah, they said just give it time. I mean, they said just give it time. So, I will be back. I will be back in probably like, I don't know. I can't give it a timeline. I can't give it a fucking timeline. You know what? That's what really, my voice, because like I really like doing this. You know what I mean? And then like it's like having something that you like being taken away from you. You know what I mean? Like yeah, like even though I'm still doing this right now, like I'm still podcasting, I'm still like reaching out to y'all. And like I'm doing this because like it's therapy for me. I mean it's therapy. I mean like yeah. But for something to happen and I lose my voice, that's like I don't know. I can't explain it. Like it's like the one thing, it's like if you play basketball and they take away your fucking basketball. I mean like yeah. It's wild. I mean, like, yeah, it's wild. I mean, like, yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, like, it's a different format tonight. So, I mean, it's a different format because I had stories. I got stories. I mean, but yeah. It's just a different, like, I don't know. It just feels different. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, but what's the next story? On, man. I'm going through this. Because I picked it, so I'm going to do it. But I'm going to have a shot first. Like, because I picked it, so I'm going to do it. I mean, like, yo, this is the thing. If I pick the story, I'm gonna do the fucking story. Know what I mean? Like, yo, when I search for content, when I search for material, I do it on purpose. Know what I mean? I don't like read all the way through it because I need that reaction. Now, I mean, I want a reaction. I want to see a reaction, like the 77-year-old guy that bought the girl over from Iran, And he was 48 years older than her and forced her to eat feces and vomit and was threatening her that and was threatening her that I'll send you back to Iran if you don't do, and how bad is Iran if somebody threatens you, but you rather eat feces and vomit than to go back to Iran? That speaks volumes. Wow. I mean, like, wow. Wow. Like, yeah, that shit is crazy. I mean, said they met her, met the girl. Don't meet nobody online, people. I mean, like, because 77 years old, this guy was probably cause I don't have time to. Yeah, maybe I do. Fuck, hell yeah. Nah, like, yeah, I can't find the story, but it's out there. I mean, like, it's out there. I mean, and she was like, yo, when she first came over, she was like, I didn't think it was going to be a sexual relationship. Oh, nah, that motherfucker pulled his robe off. And his motherfucking nuts look like motherfucking two basketballs in a laundry bag. It's not funny because that's the way he treated her. I mean, but just like imagine if just imagine if he would just threaten like for her to do something so disgusting. I mean, or yeah, you can go back to Iran. I mean, that she would rather do that than go back to Iran. That shit is crazy, right? I mean, that shit blew my, that article blew my mind. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, but, yeah, god damn. I mean, like, yeah, 77-year-old motherfucker out here, like, flying bitches out. I mean, nah, I don't want to say bitches. Yeah, I don't want to say this. I mean, out here flying chicks out. I mean, like, yeah. Queen Elizabeth, right, left a sentimental handwritten letter for Prince Philip on his coffin. And I'm pretty sure the handwritten letter said, "You gave me the best dick ever, cousin." Yeah. You were my lover and my cousin. You were my lover and my cousin, and I will never forget you. I'll hold your memory in my heart forever while you were blowing my fucking back out, cousin. The royal family. Yes. Guess who doesn't give a fuck about the royal family? Me. I don't care. Because, like, what qualifies him to be over me? I mean, fuck that. I mean, that's England. Whatever the fuck. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't move me the way that, like, it just doesn't move me. I mean, like, yeah, it doesn't. It was an emotional day for the 94-year-old head of the British monarchy, as she laid her beloved husband of 7 years of whatever, 73 years. Jesus Christ. she sat alone. Yeah, whatever. Prince Philip. I mean, like, yeah, like, I don't care. That's what it is. I just don't fucking care. I don't. I really don't. Like, I mean, yeah. I don't. And I say this in the most sincere tone. I just don't fucking care. I mean, like, yeah. This old bitch. That's so disrespectful. Yo, I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry, but like, yeah, it's old bitch. Like, yeah, like, fuck out of here. Next story. Get this shit off my fucking page and have some goddamn fun for a goddamn change. Yeah, yo, a fucking a mugger. I think this was in Colombia. Yeah, a mugger in Colombia had a Nazi a gun from Nazi. Was like a Luger. Now I mean, the shit is worth fucking like it's like worth $28,000. I mean, and his dumbass gonna go use it to rob a woman for just a fucking cell phone. I mean, dummy. I mean, dummy. I mean, like, yeah, like, and I put the picture of the gun up on my Twitter page, and it's a beautiful fucking gun. Like, yo, the shit got like the chrome with the fucking black handle. Yo, I'm looking at the shit right now. Like, yeah, like, yo, that shit right there, that shit, what was it? It was a fucking, it was a P08 pistol, Luger. I mean, Luger pistols are one of the 20th century's best known weapons, right? Yeah, the P08 pistol was a mainstay for a host of armies during World War I, and later became infamous for its use by Nazi officers during the early years of World War II. By 1942, however, production had ceased, and the P08s were largely replaced by later generation Luger P38s. I mean, so like, yeah, this is a gun that's still fucking. This shit will still fucking put a hole in you. It'll still slump you. I mean, like, the shit will still fucking slump you. But what was interesting about that time? Time during the war? This is a fun fact, is that if an enemy caught a gun from the other side, the shit will break apart because, like, yeah, like, you know, this shit is so cool. This shit is so cool because they were like, the guns would be like, if you don't know how to put it together, if you don't know how to cock it, if you don't know how to do anything, the shit will fall apart. I mean, because you can't use the shit. Like, yeah, that shit is fucking amazing to me. I mean, like, that is like critical. That is critical warfare when you're facing your opponent and he has got his weapon from away from you and he's trying to like cock. He doesn't know how to fucking use hammer just falls off. And then now you can go on and beat his ass and take your fucking gun back and put it back together. Now I mean, and now you know how to use it. Now I mean, wow. Fucking amazing. Yeah. Now man, we learning shit today. We learning shit today, baby. We learning shit today, baby. Oh my God, yo. I love it. $28,000. That gun was worth and fucking but in Colombia, a cell phone is probably like maybe if I had a $10 American bill, like the fuck? Stupid, man. Where we at? Next story, baby. What you thought I left? No. Two more. I got like two more. Two more in the holster, baby. Yeah, yo, I can't laugh, but like, yo, it's not funny. You know what I mean, it's not funny. But okay. Man slashed in Washington Square Park after trying to break up couple's quarrel. Now, and this is a perfect example of when people tell you to mind your own fucking business. Mind your business, bro. You know what I mean, it was at like two something in the morning. Now, being yo, this is great journalism because it's hilarious. You know what I mean? Because it reads, it say, a would-be peacekeeper who tried to calm a warring couple in Washington Square Park early Saturday morning ended up being slashed for his trouble. It's not funny. I swear it's not funny. Police reported law enforcement sources said the slashing occurred inside Greenwich Village green space at about 2:35 a.m. Yo, those are bar hours. People are drunk. Read the fucking read that shit. You gotta know. Anything in the city. If you see somebody after fucking like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, them motherfuckers been drinking. They been doing something. They not here. I mean, yeah. Yo, according to police, the 21-year-old man came upon a man and woman as they argued with each other. Oh, pardon me. As they argued with each other, and apparently attempted to intervene. His actions, however, provoked the male suspect, who then got into a physical struggle with the victim. Seconds later, authorities said the victim was knocked to the ground, and the woman then held him down. While her squeeze, when they say squeeze, like they mean squeeze, that's a man. So the nigga that you was arguing, so nigga that she was arguing with, that you stepped in to try to play Super Saver Hole, she became an accomplice in the motherfucking action of you getting your motherfucking ass fucked up. That's why you mind your own fucking business. They'll work that shit out, and about 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, they'll be laying in bed together fucking, and now you're in motherfucking hospital somewhere, fucking bleeding out and leaking and getting stitched the fuck up. Mind your fucking business. Like, let them fucking, let them duke it, let them get it off their chest. That's all it is. It's just sexual tension. God damn it. I mean, like, I think I got yo, when it's been motherfucking fun fucking with y'all, I mean, been fun fucking with y'all. I got one last story. I mean, and then I'm about to drop again, in a few hours. I mean, I just gotta, get some good material together. I mean, I like fucking with y'all. I mean, I like how it's therapy. Yo, I swear, yo, when I tell you it's therapy, y'all might think that shit is funny. Y'all might think I'm just like running an angle or something, but nah, it's therapy. I mean, I mean, and I fucks with y'all hard body. What's the last story? Delete this. Get that shit off my page. Ooh. Nah, I'm not gonna do this one. Damn. I drowned them in a jailhouse TV interview. Social justice warrior admits she softly killed her three kids to save them from human trafficking. Like, wow. I mean, Liliana Carrillo. Nah, we can't go out on this one. We can't go out on this one. Liliana Carrillo, self-proclaimed social justice warrior, who is currently behind bars in California as the sole suspect in the deaths of her three children, admitted in an exclusive interview with KGET TV reporter that she drowned all three of her children in order to save them from what she believed would be a lifetime of being continuously tortured and abused by their own father in an alleged human trafficking ring. What the? That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. Why? Oh, God. Why would you kill your kids and not just like make an effort to like take them away? I mean, you would have to like make an effort to take them away, right? Jesus Christ. God damn. I always like to end the podcast on a fucking happy note. There is nothing happy there about that. There is nothing happy there about that. God damn. Yo. I mean, except for the, what is it, the story about, Delaware? The story about Delaware, that, they were gonna, do something. I can't find nothing to fucking like there. I can't fix that. Yo, I swear to God, I can't fix that shit. I mean, yo, God damn. Yeah, it was something about Delaware. Was they were gonna start taking bodies for burial to make them like compost. I mean, like compost. I mean, like so instead of a regular burial, I mean, like you would like. Your body will be stacked in between like straw and wood chips. And this isn't even any better. Damn. God damn. I failed you guys. I failed you guys. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, what? The joke I had about Delaware was that Delaware should either be South Jersey or North Maryland because they fucking suck. Fuck you, Delaware. I mean, nah, I fucks with Delaware. I mean, but that being said, wow. That's why I, oh my God. Yeah, I mean, that's why I do this podcast because this shit surprises me even sometimes. I mean, like, yeah, so I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm gonna wrap it up. If you fucks with the show, I mean, like, yo, reach out. I mean, if you fucks with the show, reach out to my Facebook page, Avery Johnson. I mean, like, yeah. If you fucks with the show, if you got any comments, yo, I take all feedback. I'm not scared of none of you motherfuckers. I mean, like, if you fucks with the show, man, like, follow my Twitter page, RYEZNSHYNE, Rise and Shine. Or you can just hit me on my Instagram. I don't really fuck with Instagram like that. But if you reach out to me, I'll reach out to you. I mean, like, yeah. You know what I mean? This is the EJ Halfcast, episode 11. Yeah. Getting up there, baby. Yeah. Getting up there, baby. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yo, I watch my analytics. I look at my analytics like every day. And it shows that I'm getting like more listens, more downloads, more listeners. And I'm thanking you for that. Want more. I want more. I want more. Yeah. So what I'm gonna do is, you know what you wanna do? When you want something, you go hard. I mean, so like, yo, I'm gonna be fucking like coming at you with this fucking shit. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be coming at you with this shit. You know what I mean? And it's gonna, I'm gonna add, I'm continuously adding things. I'm adding things and taking things away. You know what I mean? I like getting this shit off my chest. It's fucking therapy. Yeah. I mean, my voice is gonna come back in like a week or two. I mean, and then I'm gonna be fucking really fucking screaming at you motherfuckers. I mean, like, yo, I love you all. Yo, until then, like, yo, be safe. Like, yo, wear your mask. I mean, don't let anybody make you think you gotta eat feces and vomit. Well, they're gonna deport you. Ah, it's funny, but it's not funny. I mean, like, yo, like, I'll holler at y'all. I mean, like, yo, and I still got shit. Yo, I'm gonna do another fucking hour, but I'm not going to because, like, I'm just not going to. I mean, like, yeah, I'm not going to. So I wanna do another motherfucker. Fucking like, yeah. So, I'll holla at y'all. and later on today. I mean, later on this evening or whatever. I mean, I love you guys. I mean, peace.